I want you to look at Daniel chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 today. Here's what it says. But at last Daniel came in before me. This is Nebuchadnezzar speaking. But at last Daniel came in before me. His name is Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God. In him is the spirit of the holy God. And I told the dream before him, saying, Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in you, and no secret troubles you, explain to me the visions of my dream that I have seen and its interpretation. You know, you've got to wonder why we always try to do the right thing last, especially men. Buy a new piece of furniture or some equipment that needs assembling, and what do most of us do? Well, we assemble it, and then we read the instructions. Why? Well, because I'm a guy. I shouldn't need any instructions, right? Well, the same thing goes for getting directions when you're in a strange city. For some reason, my wife can't figure out there's no way I'm going to stop and ask someone for directions. Because as a man, I just know where I'm going. Of course, when you're assembling stuff or trying to find an address, the consequences are really negligible. The real problem is that so many of us play the same kinds of games with our spiritual lives. When something's wrong, we try to fix it ourselves, and we only seem to head in God's direction as a last resort. When all of our resources fail, then we try God. For most people, all you need to do to watch this in action is keep a little prayer journal handy and write down what you're praying about. Naturally, there will be lots of everyday items on the list, prayers for family and stuff like that. But after a while, for most of us, there's this uncomfortable pattern that shows up. For most of the crises in our lives, we don't start working them out with God until we've exhausted all the other possibilities. Some of us don't work with God on our health, for example, when the problems are small and easy to deal with. We ignore God's counsel on the subject until all of a sudden we're faced with cancer or a heart attack. Other people don't involve God in their marriage right from the outset, but they wait until the relationship is literally falling apart before they scramble to find a copy of the Bible to see if God has any advice. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't have to be shy about coming to God in the crisis stage of a problem. He's happy to hear from you. Nebuchadnezzar still found help, after all, when he finally turned to Daniel. It's just that it's kind of a shame that we wait that long, when the instruction book for life is so very detailed and has so much to offer long before you get to the crisis stage. In fact, those who turn to God's Word first usually find they don't even get to the crisis stage most of the time, which really makes living biblically a much better way to live.